understand the concept of Asudas Oda, of a person going through a situation in life which requires Al Pi Halacha to bench Gomel. We understand that. But, you know, we're going to do it a couple weeks ago in Yeshiva. Exactly the timing didn't work out. But Baruch Hashem, we worked it out 2 weeks later to do it right here in Yeshiva. What's the big inyan of doing a Birchas HaGomel in Yeshiva? Okay, it didn't work out. So we'll go do it anywhere else. So I'd like to share with you this morning two answers. One Al Pi Halacha and one Al Pi Mussar. It's a fascinating halacha in Hilchos Birchas HaGomel. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Yutess, Sif Gimel, describes the process of Berachas HaGomel. Tzarech levarach bracha zu b'fnei asara. A person has to make this bracha in front of 10 people. V'tshrei minay rabbanan. Two of them should be rabbanan. Chavetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, says it means Talmid Chachamim Raya Lahoros. Diksiv, the Pasuk says, Yoramu b'kal am. Over Moshev Zekim Yalu. We learn out the idea of Birchas HaGomel from this Pasuk. We're thanking Hashem. And the Pasuk says, over Moshev Zekanim. You should do it in front of Zekanim. And Zekanim does not mean old people. Zekanim here in Mishakana Chachma. So there's a halacha Shulchan Aruch is bringing down. It's based on the Gemara in Brachos, Tosas in Brachos, that ideally, a Birchas HaGomel should be made in front of 10 people, and two of those 10 people should be Talmid Chachamim. Lahalacha, we'll see, Lav Dafka, if that's not able to be done, okay, we don't do it. But there's a Lechachila, the Mechaber saying, to do this. Now, it's quite fascinating. We don't find it anywhere else in Halacha, especially where you need a minion, what constitutes a minion, right? Any 10, as we say, Pasha to Yidin, would count for a minyan. It brings a Shekhinah. Specifically over here, by Holdah, there's a halacha that should be done B'trayim Naomi Rabbanan. Part of the people involved in this Holdah should be Talmid Chachamim. And I found a fascinating psak. Rabbi Zion Abashal, the Rosh Yeshiva Parat Yosef, in his Sefer Or Letzion, writes, let's say a person has a choice. We know ideally we make Birchas HaGomel over Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say it's a choice. You could either do it in a shul with Kriyas HaTorah, regular simple shul, or you could do it in the Beis Medrash, but you won't have Kriyas HaTorah. What should you choose? Zakt the Or Letzion, from this Mechaber, you see that the inyan of doing it b'makom Talmid Chachamim outweighs even the inyan of doing it in a minyan, doing it in a place with Kriyas HaTorah. That's how great this inyan is to do it b'moshev Zekanim. So that simply is a nice explanation what we're doing here. Baruch Hashem, a yeshiva is considered a makom Talmid Chachamim. And Mimela, the best place to give Shevach L'Odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the yeshivas, in the Beis Medrash. But I believe there's another reason. This week's Parsha, we have Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron beginning the Makos. And we all know, famous Chazal, that the first three Makos Moshe himself didn't do, but rather Aaron did it. What's the reason? There's a few midrashim. Rashi brings in a couple spots. Hakaras HaTov. The whole essence of Birchas HaGomel is Hakaras HaTov. This week's parsha, you see, tremendous lesson Hakaras HaTov. Moshe Rabbeinu, being the fact he was saved by the Yamsa, he was saved by the Nile, he couldn't be the one to hit it, to bring about Makas Dam, Makas Sfardeya, and so too, by the third Makkah, Makkah Kinim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saved when he covered up the Mitzri in the ground of Mitzrayim. So how could he hit the ground to bring that makkah? So for the first three makkahs, we find that Aaron was the one who delivered those makkahs, not Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, all those are clear tzivui from Hashem. So you see in this week's parsha the concept of Hakaras HaTov. But the Mefarshim ask, what's the Hakaras HaTov to the river? What's the Hakaras HaTov to the sand? Those are inanimate objects. Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader. He's the one going to Paro to represent the Jewish people. Why is he not doing it? Why is Hashem telling him not to do it? Hakaras HaTov? Moshe Rabbeinu owed Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. What's pshat? The water? The ground? So I saw some of Farshim explain. It's a certain sensitivity. Moshe Rabbeinu, you were saved. Avada, you don't owe Hakaras HaTov to the ground. You don't owe Hakaras HaTov to the river. But you were saved by it. It played a role. So it's not good for your midos to go and hit that thing that saved you. To hit the arm that feeds you. You can't do that. It's not nice. It's pasnished. A nice Musar idea. However, if you look at the Lashon, I think such a pshat might fit in the Midrashim, in the Rashi by Makas Dam. But if you look at the Lashon of Rashi by Kinem, Rashi says, Emar al Aaron, Lohoya offer kedai locus oleha, Aide Moshe. The sand wasn't fit to be hit by Moshe Rabbeinu. Lefi shehigin olav, because that sand, that dirt, saved him, hit him. B'shal shaharigas mitzri. The lashon of Rashi is mashma. No, kipshuto. The Hakaras HaTov is to the sand. That would mean it is to the water. What Hakaras HaTov do you have to water? Do you have to sand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who saved you. And I believe the pshat is, the chiv of Hakaras HaTov is so great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something to save a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something to help a person out. That chiv Hakaras HaTov is so great, of course your chiv Hakaras HaTov is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But anything even remotely connected to that Yeshua, to that Hatzalah, you also owe Hakaras HaTov to. There's a halach in Hakaras HaTov. Not only if someone does something for you, you owe Hakaras HaTov to that person. You owe Hakaras HaTov to his children, to his grandchildren. L'dori doros. What did the grandchildren do for me? Teretz is the same vart. Anything remotely connected to achiv of Hakaras HaTov, that also you owe. There's a famous story. Gustman, who was a reshiva in New York, but later in Eretz Yisrael. One day in Eretz Yisrael, his Talmidim saw him, Ben Astarim, where is the Rosh Yeshiva? He was out by the garden, watering the yeshiva's plants. A little funny thing for a Rosh Yeshiva to do. Maybe they didn't have anyone, you know, who they paid to do it, so the Rosh Yeshiva has to take care of everything. We know of such ideas. But the Talmud asked of Gusman, Rebbe, what's pshat? We see you all the time watering the plants. So he told him the story. Rav Gusman, as famously known, was such a Talmud Chacham. I believe at the young age of 18, Chaim Ozer already gave him such respect, made him part of the Beis Din. It was really machshav who Rav Gusman was. And one of the eerie things that he had a tremendous shaykhus with Chaim Ozer. One day, Rav Chaim Ozer, they were talking and learning, and they're walking through a forest, a spot in Europe. This is before the war. And Rav Chaim Ozer, randomly, in the middle of learning, points out different bushes, vegetation. You know, these berries you could eat, they're kosher. These ones aren't. These ones are. was a little strange in the middle of learning. He's mafsik to give him a science lesson. He didn't ask his Rebbe what was pshat. Years later, Rav Gussman remembered pshat, figured out pshat. When he was running from the Nazis in World War II, Rav Gussman survived by eating berries that he was able to identify from that walk with Rav Chaim Ozer. Rav Gussman obviously realized the kedusha of the godless of Rav Chaim Ozer. His Rebbe wasn't alive anymore to be makar tov to him. I'm sure he was makar tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving him from the war. But Rav Gussman, the kum va'aseh, went out and would water the plants. Are these the same plants that saved you? Your curse of tovitz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here it's not just like the other pshat, like a negative. He's actively doing a positive. He's going out and watering those plants as an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mamela, that also explains what we're doing here. You know, Baruch Hashem, Rav Asher, himself, his wife, Mishpacha, should have gezunt and shalom, and shalva, Nev Asher. But Lemaisa, who knows as a schosim, who knows what brought about a person's Yeshua. But we see from this Chazal, in this week's Parsha, that everything even remotely connected, and this, the yeshiva could at least have a stake there, we for sure are at least remotely connected. If there's a schus of hakaras hatov that goes to the water and the ground for having a hand in a person's yeshua, as kama v'kama, a yeshiva, a makom Torah, that a person has a shaychus to, has a tremendous schus in connecting with a person, in helping a person in his time of need. We should all be zolcha, the lomdei yeshiva, the tomchei yeshiva, to appreciate what the koch a Torah is, what the koch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And be'ezras Hashem, we should all be zolcha to many occasions to be makar tov.